Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Judge, obviously, two home runs last night. He's money after days off, and he's having an incredible year. I mean, just an incredible year. He's on pace to hit 65-plus home runs. He's, you know, he's the leader of this team. He carried them back into that game. Trevino comes through with the big home run, yes, to give them the lead in the eighth, and their pitching has been, without question, the bright spot of this team. But he's been incredible, and they are set to go to arbitration tomorrow, and I don't understand it at all. And I understand it's easy to say, and I've, you know, Evan has talked about it with me and on air. Well, this is business. I actually heard JJ saying this on SNY, and I understand it's business, and nobody, it doesn't mean they're going to piss him off to the point of not wanting to be a Yankee right anymore. But here's the thing I would say about this. In no way, shape, or form am I going into a room to badmouth Aaron Judge right now. It's just plain, it's that simple. Over 4 years, and everybody, oh, he said the right things the other day. He loves the organization. He loves this, and, you know, this is business, and he understands it. You know what else he said? He said he's zooming in on it, and he'll be wearing a suit, and he's looking forward to it. I don't know how many other players actually zoom in to hear what the organization says about them.
I'm sure not many.
Not many. So this is obviously something to him. Something to him that it's almost contradictory to what he said previous, where he doesn't want business being done midseason.
Right.
Like, he wants the contract. It's, we either do it by opening day or we're not talking contract because I'm not being distracted. Oh, my arbitration hearing? I'll be there. What's the Zoom info? I'll wear at least just the top of a suit. I'll be in my underwear on the bottom like everybody does in Zoom. But I am wearing a power tie, no less. I'm going to watch because I'm interested in this stuff. So why on earth, he's someone who's thrived under this scenario of betting on himself.
Oh, he bet on himself.
So he's fed on it a little bit.
Yep.
He's fed on disrespect because there's no other way to look at it. All right, maybe he felt it wasn't overly disrespect, a $230 million contract. I feel hard-pressed to feel disrespected at such a number.
Definitely
but
not.
At the same time, not good enough. You don't think enough of me to give me only $230 million. He's playing that mental game that a lot of these athletes play. If you watch the Jordan documentary, he's famous for it. They get mad about things like this. He's clearly someone who either feeds off of it or is trying to make his mind up on what the Yankees feel about him as he is going to head into the offseason, king of the castle, ready to sign any kind. And who knows what people are going to offer him coming off of this year.
Yeah, likely he's the reigning MVP if things keep going this way.
Yeah, yep. He's better than I thought he could be. I thought it was a horrible decision only because, not necessarily that he couldn't get more than 230, but how much more? And how much do you risk?
Or if he got hurt or something,
or
crazy.
Well, obviously right, that, but yeah. I mean, even if he had a great year, I didn't see him playing center field every day, hitting 60 home runs, and being the driving force behind the 1998 Yankees. I didn't see that coming, but that's where we are. And we're really going to go into a room and badmouth this guy? Not in levels of badmouth. They're not going to go in there and say he's a bad player. They just offered him $230 million. Good luck going in there saying he doesn't deserve more than 17 when you offered him 230. But this is where we are. And they're going to go in there and say he's injury prone. He's, you know, I mean, what's happening now doesn't contribute to this. So, you know, he's a right fielder. He's a corner outfielder where there's a lot of pop in corner outfield. Yeah. Next year is a different discussion because he's playing so much center field this year, but that doesn't equate into the process. I mean, I don't even know what they could possibly say other than injury, because when he plays, his strikeout rate, his swing and miss rate, all have gotten better his entire career, not just this year, that's really hit new levels. So he's paying attention. He's looking for reasons to feel disrespected because it's helping his game. And I'm all for that. And if that's the thought process behind this, let's go in there and motivate him even further.
Right. I'm sure the Yankees are happy to do it, too.
But how about some goodwill heading into a contract negotiation that there is no doubt now you are going to be competing with other teams on the highest of levels? Now, you're going to go out and pay him. I get it. And I doubt very much he'll turn down the Yankees' money if it's the most, and it's got to be the most. But at the same time, why not Just give the guy $4 million and create some kind of goodwill between you and him. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The Yankees are in a situation here where they cannot screw this up. Like, you cannot sell to the fan base that we allowed a couple million dollars or bad feelings allow this guy to walk. Now, do I think he will be a Yankee next year in the future? I do. I think they're going to make this unbow. But why even mess around? Why be put yourself in a situation where something could go left field and you could screw it up?
Of course.
Why would you even do that with your most prized possession right now, who's having an all-world MVP season and is now the best player on the team, the face of the franchise? Why would you do anything to screw it up? And why would you want, when you're rolling like this, we're talking about, everyone's talking about, why would you want to be talking about arbitration when this team might have the set a record for the most wins they've ever had in franchise history, and your best player and you're worrying about a couple million dollars? Makes no sense, and normally not the way the Yankees handle the business, especially in the middle of the year. Does that make sense? Like, I just don't know why you would even be doing
this. The hearing is now, they usually reach arbitration with most players. Obviously, I think the arbitration deal kind of got hindered because they were trying to lump it in with a big contract. So the actual discussion of the one-year arbitration kind of took a back seat in trying to just kind of make a one big, forget this year, let's make a contract. And so it's kind of gone by the wayside. And then they, you know, Judge on his own says he doesn't want to talk. So I think this has hit arbitration partially because they've kind of were unable to negotiate just this one arbitration year. But that's why I'm saying just give him the money. I don't even want to, or if you call him up and go, look, 19 halfway, what do you say before, you know, we go in?
Yeah,
if he says no, he says no.
It's business.
But
it's
here's my main point now, after hearing Judge speak, if he were Manny Ramirez, who was on the broadcast the other night in Fenway.
In Boston.
If he were an aloof player that looked like nothing bothered him, and he was just going about his business, hitting home runs, and didn't care about this stuff, that'd be one thing. I'll be there. I'm zooming in. I'm wearing a suit. I'm fascinated by this. I want to watch this process. Why? If he's into it, I'm not. He's going to watch as I say why he doesn't deserve $20 million when he's the best player in baseball. It's just such a weird thing.
It is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Totally. Yeah, the eye in the sky there.
Why put yourself in that situation for $4 million? And you don't want to set precedence with the next
guy. Well, I was going to ask yourself that.
There are these scales that players get paid during arbitration. I get it all. But at some point, just give the man his money. You know you're going to have to give him even more. What's another $4 million when you have to pay him $340?
Like, so why aren't they doing it?
I don't know.
It's just as simple as that.
I honestly think they just were told no more discussions. They're not going to have it. And the last thing I would do now is use this as an excuse to have a long-term contract discussion with him. That's off. I wouldn't. If I'm the Yankees, I'm going nowhere near a long-term conversation with him right now. He's playing unbelievable. Let him play with this chip on his shoulder.
Yep.
He's clearly
motivated.
It's a driving force.
No doubt about it.
Let it drive him all the way to the World Series MVP. I am not touching it. But arbitration, here's a sign of good faith. $4 million. Let's just forget it.
Right. Drop in the bucket.
Don't even bother. You know, this is silly. We're being silly. You know, $4 million, you take it. 21 for this year. And it's also, if this hearing took place before the season, it'd be different. It's happening now when he's playing to such a level and he's doing everything he has. He's hitting monster home runs. He's playing center field every day, which to me changes everything about him. Now he's a center fielder. Now he's Mike Trout. Like, now it's getting to the point where he's playing a premier defensive position, carrying this team, hitting 30 home runs before the All-Star break, hitting 300, striking out less than ever, and hitting walk-off home runs in every big spot coming through. It's a different animal right now. He's been incredible. And to go into a room in the midst of it happening to say, really? 21? Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. Like, I mean, no way. Just makes no sense to me.